It's Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech75. I'm joined by Ernie Bailey and Rob Raspberry talking about long-distance AV distribution. Rob Raspberry starts off talking about the process that goes into stretching out AV systems across campus networks.
Well, it's definitely going to be an issue for us as we sort of build out more classrooms and deal with multiple campuses. We're still, you know, HD-based T, and for a lot of stuff that we're using right now, it hasn't been an issue, but the ability to sort of not be limited by the distance. And also, as Ernie had talked about, you know, pretty much the bandwidth and the pipe and being able to instantaneously be able to control these devices is a big advantage. I have to honestly say we're not completely there yet, but I see that in the future we're going to have to, convert this over so that, you know, again, the distance and the instantaneous control doesn't become a problem. So, yeah, this is big.
When it comes to sending video over the network, you guys work with your IT departments, obviously, on probably a daily basis. When you start having those conversations, what's been some of the reaction and when it comes to, you know, either the conversation of, you know, one network for everything or keeping video on its own private network or just the overall conversation of, you know, you're sending video over the network in general?
I think that when you talk about high amounts of information being sent over a general network, IT's, I think in general, their policies is we need to put it on a separate VLAN, at least where I am. That would be their position. And that would also include, you know, putting control systems on a separate VLAN so you keep it away from the general traffic that, you know, the university is using. I don't know how things are evolving, and obviously, you know, having to build up your infrastructure with changing certain switches are not able to handle certain things. So you have to think about it, you know, on an infrastructure level, that you have to make sure that everything's working. The switches, connections, all this stuff has to be properly done. But in our institution, we would prefer and say, yeah, we need to put you on a VLAN, a separate VLAN, and you guys deal with it. And we'll if there's any issues, you know, give us a call. But we do want this crossing over on the general traffic on the network.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.